Salutations and greetings. You just joined Neville Mind Tricks, the most famous, possibly the best, occasional Neville Goddard podcast in the Neville Sphere. That was about a minute introduction. So I'm going to see if I could keep this one short. Short like the good old days. Remember those? If you don't, feel free to go back. I used to keep them under about 5-10 minutes. I know I've been ranting and raving a little more in the recent years. But here's one. You might know this, you might not know this, but yesterday, Thursday, January the 1st, actually not January, I got my months that start in with a J confused. So yes, June 1st, your president, Joseph Robinette Biden, fell down during a commencement ceremony at the United States Air Force Academy.
Come on, man! That's
like... All right. Hail to the chief. Today, we're going to talk about states and the like. I'm going to tell you about the process I went through and the process some other folks went through. This may just be a reminder for you, which maybe you'll skip it. Maybe you'll listen to it and appreciate the reminder. Or maybe this is something that you could take something away from. Get a good takeaway from this episode. So as you could hear me genuinely laughing, I thought it was funny. Now, I saw someone send a note over in like a chat that Biden fell down. And my immediate reaction was, that's a lie. That didn't really happen. I know. So that's my immediate response. Blame it on whatever. Doesn't really matter. I can't think of the actual word in the term right now. Justification, self-justification. But whatever, it is what it is. I just don't believe most things I see on the internet. So when I saw the actual video, I was in tears and sent it off to a bunch of people just in case they didn't get to it before I sent it to them. And I got a bunch of different responses and saw a bunch of different things. One was like, well, old people fall down. Oh, let me see. Then just stupid commentary like, it's no big deal. The good thing, as far as I know right now, is the guy is okay. Your president is okay. Even after the fall, there's a couple people that had, like myself, had some hearty laughter. Biggest thing was, he's just an old guy. What was interesting is I sent it to someone who I used to talk to a lot during the last election. And even though their team won, they still don't want to talk to me about politics. They'll talk to me about anything else that I want to talk about, mostly sports, but they will not talk to me about politics. Gee, wonder why. Maybe it has to do with logic and paying less than $4.70 for a gallon of gas. But I digress. So they responded was they just kind of dismissed it, kind of like how the mainstream, lamestream media will. They always cover for the Democratic Party, for the liberals. Whenever they do something foolish, they try to hide it as quick as possible. Now, so again, they were very dismissive, like, whatever. He's an old guy, he fell, he's okay, big deal. I'm like, do you remember when Fidel Castro fell over? Do you remember when Fidel Castro fell over? Yeah, he took a pretty big tumble. I think that's more of this laugh.
No.
And I remember when Fidel Castro fell, sharing that video with the same person, and that person laughed hysterically and just talked about what their opinion was about Fidel Castro and whatever, whatnot, this, that, and the other thing, but was really defensive of Biden falling over. So anyway, I guess I could kind of make this quick and to the point. I posted something on the Instagram about it. Now, I know I mentioned that I wasn't on there a lot, not doing the social media, but I am trying a little process with the social media where I'll post, but won't really stick around too much after that. But I made a comment along the lines of maybe this team could rig an election, but they can't rig gravity.
Come on, man. That's like saying you.
All right, so that's enough for today. Maybe I could wrap this up under 10 minutes. If you listen to this twice as fast, this will only be about 5 minutes. Something to think about. And I think on certain platforms, you can even go up to 3.5 times fast, where my voice would probably sound normal from a speed perspective. But anyway, it's the classic. Neville talked about the newspaper headline. Somebody reads a newspaper headline, and he was doing a lecture, and I don't remember how many folks were in the room. Let's say 20, 30 people were in the room. You're going to have at least 10 to 15 different perspectives, if not 20 to 30. So same thing with here. Your president fell down. There were some of us that were in tears crying. There were some of you that were defending him tooth and nail. And there were some of you dismissing it like it never happened, like it was a deep fake trick from AI. Either way, doesn't really matter. Just good to be aware of what state you are in and whether or not your state is being influenced by something external, and perhaps there's something you could do to make it more conducive to where it is that you want to be. All right, looks like I'm progressing nicely towards my goal of keeping this under 10 minutes regular speed. Until we hear again, dream better than the best. Share your thoughts, nevillemindtricks@gmail.com, or if you want to try to sneak into the Instagram, again, not really checking much on there, but if you want to roll the dice, kind of like Joe Biden did today, see what happened. Actually, it was yesterday, Thursday, June the 1st. Dream better than the best, you know?